Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's turn now to a story about nature and how it can be a powerful tool in healing. One woman in Connecticut made that discovery after a traumatic event. It was such a powerful lesson that she quit her job and turned her own garden into a haven for other trauma survivors. Patrick Scahill of Connecticut Public Radio reports.
Yvette Ruiz often has her hands in the dirt and says sometimes she wonders how that little seed feels, buried and in the dark.
Because sometimes as human beings, we can be in those very spots and in that darkness, in that place where it feels like we're isolated.
Ruiz says she was there in 2020. She was getting ready to deploy as a disaster relief responder for Hurricane Isaias when she fell and hit her head, suffering a traumatic brain injury.
That sort of changed my life forever because I went from someone who has multiple degrees and years of college to being a fourth grader, not being able to speak, not being able to walk, not being able to think.
Memories vanished and the injury consumed her.
It got to the point that although I'm a Christian woman, I'm a human being, and I lost hope. And after I lost that hope, I felt like I didn't want to live anymore.
She relied on friends, prayed, and quickly found purpose in gardening right outside her home.
And so I just started planting like crazy, knowing that I couldn't eat everything I was planting, but it was just really, really healing to get my hands in the ground and feel grounded.
Now she's working to share that feeling, opening her green space to other trauma survivors.
Okay, where should we cut? Noonie, bring the string over here. Hey, I grease.
At a recent twine cutting, Ruiz announced the opening of Healing by Growing, a small plot of land at her house. It's a lush garden of food. There are even raised garden beds so people in wheelchairs can work in the soil.
And so this bed is full of berries, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, gooseberries, you name the berry and we probably have it. You could just cut some stuff up from the ground and eat it and it could be a nice salad.
Ruiz received money from the State Department of Agriculture to develop the space, a space where nature can become a therapist.
And the beautiful thing about this space is that when people are able to talk about it, they're able to release some of that pain. That is not a clinical, therapeutic, white wall setting in a hospital like I used to do. We're doing it in nature.
There's science to back this up. A study of nearly 20,000 people found that those who spent at least 2 hours a week outside were more likely to report feelings of well-being than those who didn't. Kirsten McEwen is an associate professor at the University of Derby in the United Kingdom. She says our brains can hold on to trauma well past the immediate threat.
We can replay that for weeks, maybe months, maybe even years, and we keep the threat going for longer.
McEwen examines how immersion in nature can improve health and well-being. Going outside, she says, can short-circuit some of those negative neurological loops.
There's quite a lot of research evidence from Japan and South Korea that this can improve cardiovascular health, blood pressure, you get an immune boost from being out in nature, from breathing in the chemicals that the trees put out.
Trauma survivors say there are other benefits too. They describe nature as a judgment-free safe space. Yvette Ruiz says it's a perfect environment for people to grow, just like that seed buried in the soil.
Within that darkness and within that yucky space comes life and comes encouragement and comes love.
And that seed may bear fruit and hopefully become something more. For Here and Now, I'm Patrick Scahill in East Haven, Connecticut.